North Iowa's best variety is 95.9 KCHA, Fabaldi's 1580 AM and 103.3 FM. It is a Monday morning, the kickoff to Iowa's Severe Weather Awareness Week. And joining us via a phone line this morning is Warning Coordination Meteorologist at the National Weather Service of La Crosse, Mike Kurz. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem at all. Well, I'm gonna put you on the spot here. Let's talk about the current weather system. Is winter going to extend all the way through like April and May?
Yeah, it's been quite an unusual year, to say the least, winter at least. But yeah, you know, this we've had such a mild winter to date, and now kind of getting a little bit of a return to winter after such a nice break that we had from snow and cold. But yeah, the cold is kind of looks to be colder than normal for the next few weeks at least, before we start to maybe warm back up heading into April.
Well, we'll get there at some point, right? I mean, we really can't complain with as nice as the winter's been, nice and warm. So, I mean, we need the moisture too, and the snow really isn't going to last long with highs still in the 30s and 40s coming up, so...
Right, we definitely do need the moisture across the area. So, you know, if it comes in the form of snow, I you know, some people that'll please some people, and others will just wait for the rain to come.
That's right. I'll wait for the rain. Not that there's anything wrong with snow. Well, it is, as you know it, it's Iowa's Severe Weather Awareness Week. Kicks off today, runs through Friday. It's kind of hard to imagine with all the wintry precip around the area, but talk about what this week's all about.
Yeah, so, you know, it's so important to stay in tune to the weather that's going on. And, you know, heading into late March and especially into April, that's when severe weather season begins to ramp up across the area. It peaks, of course, in the late spring and early summer months when we have the most active thunderstorm season. But now is the time that folks need to start getting into that mindset. And especially with the kind of early spring arrival that we had, irregardless of this current cool stretch, it's just important to be especially aware that it's around the corner here this year. So that's what Severe Weather Awareness Week is all about. It's being aware of the hazards that are posed by thunderstorms and knowing how to keep yourself and your family safe and how to prepare for them.
That's right. Severe weather can happen at any month, you know, during throughout the season in the year. Look at Rudd, for instance. They had a tornado back in December a couple years ago. So, I mean, it's definitely out there and possible. Now, each day this week, of course, has different severe weather themes, if you will. Talk about some of those themes and how we can participate at, say, home, school, and work.
Sure thing. Yeah, so Monday focuses on lightning safety. Tuesday's focus is all about tornadoes. Wednesday, it's all about preparedness and knowing where to get information and how to stay aware. Thursday focuses on hail and wind safety, and then by Friday, we pivot to flood safety because that's one of the biggest thunderstorm hazards there is. So, you know, each day there's going to be, we'll be posting on our National Weather Service social media accounts. Every office in Iowa will be participating and looking at some of these facets and hazards and how to be ready for them. Each one is unique. Each one poses its own unique hazards and threats. So knowing how to respond appropriately, because just because you're safe from lightning doesn't necessarily mean you're also safe from, say, thunderstorm winds or hail. So it's important to take each hazard individually and know how to respond to each hazard.
That's right. And one of the most popular days, I guess, this coming week is Tornado Drill Day on Wednesday. Talk about how that day will go. Are we going to have some test tornado watches and warnings issued, or has that changed in years past?
Yeah, so in years past, there used to be kind of a mock tornado watch issued and a mock tornado warning issued, and it's just easier and safer with technology to avoid that aspect of it, and we just send out what's called just the tornado drill. So that avoids any potential failures in the technological system that could communicate a tornado warning and phones alert when there really isn't one. So to be safe, we just communicate it as a tornado drill. And it will go out over NOAA weather radio. That's the primary means that the National Weather Service uses to transmit that. But also some radio stations and TV stations will break in briefly for coverage to briefly highlight that it's drill time at 10 a.m. Of course, again, that'll be on Wednesday, 10 a.m. And it's just a really good opportunity for whether you're at school or home or work, wherever you are, you know, to practice that tornado drill with your coworkers or your family or your classmates, and know where you're going to go, wherever you are in that moment. Imagine if a tornado warning was issued for that location where you are, where are you going to seek shelter? Do you know? Have you thought about that? So it's a great way, and even if you're at work or school during the day, practice it at home in the evening. You don't need to have an official National Weather Service tornado drill at any moment to begin talking about thunderstorm safety and tornado safety and severe weather plans to be ready when that does happen.
Exactly. Now we are speaking with Mike Herz, the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Now, something that actually just started earlier this month, it's an annual tradition, talking about your storm spotter training classes. Like I mentioned, they just got started earlier this month. It's a great opportunity for those that have an interest in severe weather or weather in general, like myself, on what to look for and what to report to the National Weather Service. Really, anybody can be a storm spotter. Talk about some of those upcoming classes coming up here in northeastern Iowa.
Sure, yes. Storm spotting. We appreciate anybody with an interest in severe weather, even if you're a lot of people have a fear of severe weather, and that's understandable. In fact, before I became a meteorologist, I too, as a kid, was scared, terrified of thunderstorms and tornadoes, and yep. Learning more about it really opened my eyes to kind of, hey, I want to learn more about this. Why does it function like that? So that's kind of what storm spotting is. It gives awareness to folks to understand what needs to be reported to the National Weather Service, how you can be an asset to us and also to your community, helping keep your community safe by knowing what to report, what does the National Weather Service need. A lot of people think that, you know, surely they have such sophisticated radar and satellite technology in 2024. What do they need humans for? And really, humans help to still fill a void with the technology limitations that we face. Everything has technological limitations. Radar's not immune from that. So spotters, their reports of what they're actually seeing and hearing, reporting that to the National Weather Service of what's going on near the ground really helps to fill that information void where we don't always know what's happening below that radar beam. So having those reports are crucial to us, and that's what we're out doing from now through April. We'll be out in the communities that we serve hosting that spotter training.
That's right. And one of those classes is coming up here tonight at the Fayette County in Wacoma, I should say, at 105 First Avenue. That starts at 6:30. There's other classes coming up, a basic spotter training class in Mitchell County on Wednesday, April 3rd at 6:30. Winnesheek County on April 22nd, starting at 6:30. But you also have a virtual spotter training as well. And that one says basic and advanced. What's the difference between the two?
Yeah, so this year we're trying something a little bit different. Most times in the past, our spotter trainings run about 2 hours, and we realize that that's kind of a commitment for some folks in the evening, especially on weekday evenings. So most of our classes we've kind of shortened up to give only the absolute what spotters need to know in order to be an effective spotter for the National Weather Service. But we realize that some folks do want to get kind of the full idea and learn more about the meteorology of what's going on in these thunderstorms and why the cloud features form the way they do, why tornadoes form like they do. So that's why we wanted to still kind of offer the same basic information, but for a few of our classes and our virtual classes, we want to also dive a little bit deeper into some of those details. So the virtual class will go into more specific details and a deeper dive into the meteorology, and that will be held Wednesday, April 17th at 6 o'clock. So in-person classes that we've got coming up, you do not need to pre-register. It's open to anyone. It's free. Any age is welcome, but usually 10 and up tend to get the most out of it. But the virtual class is the only one that would require pre-registration, and folks can find more about that and how to register at our website, which is weather.gov/lacrosse/skywarn.
All right. And as you mentioned, the website, that was my next topic, actually. The National Weather Service website's a huge resource for all things weather and preparedness. Talk about your website a bit. just talk about your website and what we can do on there.
Sure, yeah. It's the primary means that we have, aside from NOAA Weather Radio, that our website has always been one of the biggest sources of information coming directly from us at the National Weather Service. So if folks go to weather.gov/lacrosse, there is a wealth of information there. First and foremost, of particular interest to most people would be, hey, are there any watches or warnings or advisories in effect for my area? And so when you go to the webpage, there's a map of the counties that we serve in northeast Iowa and southeast Minnesota and western Wisconsin. And it'll light up with whatever headline might be in effect. And so dealing with winter weather, you know, maybe there's winter weather advisories or whatever that show up there. So you can find that if you click on your location on the map or just enter your zip code or your city state, you can get a 7-day detailed forecast that comes from our forecasters here that put a great amount of thought and effort into creating those forecasts every day. There's also other things such as radar. You can find that and monitor what's going on around the area. And we put together some nice graphical outlooks as well to kind of distill into just kind of as simple as we can communicating that forecast message. Hey, what's really of most concern in the forecast right now? And so we try to put that information and also headlines. When there's things going on across the area, we want it to be right there, top of the page, easy for you to find, so you can find more about those weather hazards that are moving through. Rivers and lake flooding as well, you can find information there, climate, all sorts of, it's a treasure trove of information there. You could spend a long time kind of perusing through our page.
And it's something that us at KCHA and 95.1 The Bull use consistently throughout each and every day, especially during severe weather season. It's just a huge resource for not only the media, but the public in general. They can just go to weather.gov and /lacrosse. Well, thank you very much, Mike, for joining us here this morning, and have a great Severe Weather Awareness Week.
My pleasure, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Now, once again, that was Mike Kurz, the Warning Coordination Meteorologist at the National Weather Service in La Crosse. It's Iowa Severe Weather Awareness Week. Today's topic, lightning safety. Tomorrow, tornado safety preparedness on Wednesday with the tornado drill at 10 a.m. Thursday is hail, wind safety, and flood safety on Friday. That's your community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center.